getting into soybeans, like you said, we have the brown stem rot, sudden death syndrome, all those acres out there that are starting to peel off and look a little bad now, those are going to be crispy dry. And so if I'm out there with the soybeans, I want to make sure that I emphasize going to those areas first, just to get as many of those soybeans out of the field as I can quickly. And when we look at the corn side, certainly with all this moisture, boy, we know that that's probably pushed some of the nitrogen down through the soil profile and maybe forced that plant to take a little bit of its resources from the stalks. So if I'm out there, I'm making sure that I'm pinching the stalks as I go down there, checking those fields as we get closer to harvest time. And if I can squeeze those stalks, I know that, boy, the next big windstorm like we got here lately, that might kink those plants over and cause for a headache when it comes to harvest. So I'm absolutely making sure I'm checking the stalks primarily this fall, just to prioritize which fields that I need to go out there and harvest first.